Okay, in this last session, we will talk about the leadership. Okay, when you start your businesses, you will be great leader. No matter who you are, and no matter what position are you in, and no matter how much you got, you will lead your company much great. Okay, why? Because you are founder. Okay, so let's begin with leadership. So our core concept of the leadership in this session is how to become a great leader. In other words, how to lead your company, early company, much better. Okay. So in this session, I want to suggest kind of a four different considerations, okay, that you care about. The first one is charismatic leadership. You should be a charismatic leader. I suggest that. Second one, you'd better employ adaptive coordination when you manage your early team. Okay, remember, adaptive coordination. And third one, you know, you'd better make your employees, make your members, you know, think about how important of their task. Okay, this is a third consideration. And the last one, you know, you should make your members feel progress. Wow, my organization, my company, you know, goes forward. Okay, something like that. Let's begin with charismatic leadership. Okay, how to define the charismatic leadership? You know, charismatic leadership refers to certain kind of specialized leadership style where leaders use their own personal charm or, you know, strong communication skills, okay? So, surprisingly, charismatic leadership can inspire high performance, okay? Charismatic leadership, think about who would be charismatic leaders? What about Steve Jobs? Yes, Steve Jobs is one of the charismatic leaders. Okay, he speaks very well. He has a high communication skills, and he uses his personal charm, right? What about Elon Musk? Yes, I think Elon Musk is, you know, he uses personal charm and he has a strong communication skill. So he's kind of can be considered as one of the charismatic leaders. Okay. Well, there is a very interesting research associated with the impact of the charismatic leadership. And this professor conducted experiment to check out the impact of the charismatic leadership on the employee's performance, okay? So, the professors, you know, divide the student into three different situations, okay? Each situations are same, but, you know, the leadership styles are a little bit different. So the student will be exposed to different leadership style. Okay, the first leadership style is, you know, before then, I want to explain the situation first. Okay, this is a business situation where the CEO, you know, try to meet the demand of the Christmas card because, you know, this company produced Christmas card. And then Christmas is coming, but they failed to meet the demand. So the CEO explained this situation to the employees and asked to work overtime, okay, in order to meet the demand. Okay, this is the situation. So the first group of students exposed to the first CEO style, first leadership style. Okay, first CEO explained this situation very well with just a standout speech. But he didn't mention about the money, okay? Didn't mention about any extra money, okay? So just ask the employee to work overtime. Second situation is, CEO explained the situation to the employee and then, you know, with the standard speech. Then he explained about the money, okay? If employee work overtime, then, you know, he will give additional money, you know, based on the workload, okay? Based on the work. And the last situation, you know, CEO explained the situation, but he didn't mention about the money, but his speech is a little bit different. His speech is not standard speech. His speech is kind of charismatic speech. He explained very well. And, you know, he explained the motivation. He explained why we care for the Christmas card. Okay, because Christmas card is very important for the children. Okay, if we do not meet the demand of a Christmas card, then what happens? You know, the most of the children will be, you know, disappointed and you ruin the Christmas, okay, for the children. Okay, so you are criminal. Okay, something like that. So this is kind of a charismatic leadership style. Then the professors assess the performance of the student. Okay, guess which group of experiment increase the performance more? Which group? Or performance better? Okay, think about the first group, second CEO, third one. First one? Second one? Third one? Probably no one selected the first one. Okay. And then, you know, some students choose the second one, other students choose the third one. If you choose the second one, then kind of you are realistic. Okay. If you choose the third one, wow, you are kind of, how can I say, it's, you know, you love charismatic leaders. Okay. Let's look at the result together. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. The second group, you know, perform better, right? Second group generate performance much better than, think about the first group. First group, there is no performance increase, but the second group, you know, performance increases by around 22-23%. But the interesting thing is, what about third group? Third group, there is a kind of 18 or 19% performance increase. Okay, you see, but what is the difference between second group and third group? Second group, you know, in order to increase the productivity 20%, second group CEO pay a lot, right? On the other hand, the third group CEO, he just speak. He didn't pay anything, but he increased, you know, almost 20% of the productivity. Oh my God, you know, so this is the power of charismatic leadership. Okay, without any money, you increase 20% of the productivity. Think about if you are a startup founder, right? Then you don't have any money, okay? You lack of the money. You should save the money, but you want to increase the productivity. You want to increase the performance. Best way to increase the performance without any money is to be a charismatic leader. Okay, if you speak charismatic leaders, then you can increase 20% of the performance without any money. Please keep that in your mind. That is very important. Okay, so why we care for the charismatic leadership? Because charismatic leadership can increase the performance without any money, without any incentive. Okay, this is the power of charismatic leadership. Okay. Let's move on another one. This is adaptive coordination. Okay, what is adaptive coordination? That is kind of a new term. Well, adaptive coordination is kind of a new coordination style that starts minimally but increase alignment adaptively. What do you mean by that? Okay, so when you start your task, then, you know, some of the company, some of the team make a rigorous plan, very detailed plan at first, okay? Then they try to keep their plan, okay? This is kind of one of the style. And another style is, you know, you don't know what happened later, so you do not make a specific plan. And you just deal the daily task, okay? Then see what happened later. This is kind of a, you know, another style. And, you know, the adaptive coordination style means you started, you know, minimal. You started the task minimal because you don't know what happened later. So you do not make any specific plan at first. But at some point, you make a specific plan later on. Okay, this is kind of adaptive coordination style. Okay, so adaptive coordination style is known as the best coordination style for extreme time constraint situation. Think about if you start your businesses, then you face this situation a lot, extremely busy. Okay, you face extreme time constraint, you know, situation. For example, your consumers ask you to provide relevant service right now, immediately. So you should stay up whole night to meet, you know, consumers' demand. Okay, So in this case, which one is good? Adaptive coordination style works best. Okay, remember that. I want to give you relevant research about this. Look at this research. This is a newly published research. And the scholars analyzed 13 projects in 72 hours hackathon project. You know the hackathon? You know, hackathon is kind of, time-pressed project. And we met together and we developed some new program or new technology, new software within just 2 days, within just 1 day, something like that. Okay? There are extreme time pressure. Okay? Then in this situation, you need to come up with a new solution. This is a purpose of the hackathon project. Anyway, the scholars analyzed hackathon project. Then they identified there are three different coordination styles that I already mentioned that. The first one, full coordination. Full coordination means at first, before they start their task, they make a rigorous plan. They divide the work, okay? They divide the role, okay? You took the analysis role, okay? You took PowerPoint, you took technology, you took story, okay, something, right? You took marketing, okay? And your responsibility is investment, something like that. You just divide the labor and you make a detailed plan, okay? 1 hour later or 2 hours later, then we will meet together and we discuss again and we talk about what happened next, something like that. 3 hours later, 4 hours later, something. Very detailed. Second coordination is minimal coordination. Minimal coordination means, well, we are in the 72 hours hackathon project and we don't know what happened. So let's do whatever you want, okay? And, what do you like? Okay, do you like investigating some technology? Okay, do yourself. And what do you like? Okay, do you like to, research about the trend, the social trend? Yes, do it. Okay, something like that. And there's no coordination at all, just minimal coordination. And then third one is adaptive coordination. Adaptive coordination means, I already mentioned that, you start with the minimal coordination. Okay, we don't know. So you do whatever you want. Then, we are in the 72 hours, hackathon. So what about just 10 hours later? 10 hours later, we meet together, then we discuss. Then something happened. Then at that time, we will make some kind of plan. Okay? Do you understand that? What is the result? Yes, the result was surprising. Adaptive coordination works best. What is adaptive coordination? Yes, you can start this task project with minimal coordination first, and at some point you make a plan. Okay? You begin with minimal structure. Then later you make a plan later at some point. Okay? Then what about the other two? Full coordination and minimal coordination. Okay, among these two coordinations, full coordination, which means the rigorous plan at first works worst. You know what I mean? Think about it. When you start your businesses, okay, you can use this research result. When you start your businesses, probably you face extreme busy schedule and also you don't know what to do. So you do better start with minimal coordination first. Then later, at some point, you make a detailed plan later on. If you start with a very rigorous plan, it works worst. Okay, remember this result, which is very interesting. Okay, so I suggest you guys to employ adaptive coordination style. Okay, as a leadership style, right? Okay, third consideration for the founders is task significance. Okay, what is the task significance? Task significance refers to the degree to which a job or task has a substantial impact on other people. What do you mean by that? Okay, think about some jobs have huge impact on other people. Other jobs don't have this. Okay? The important thing is this job significance can be perceived by the employees subjectively. Okay? You know what I mean? Some employees perceive their job as, you know, huge impact job. Other people perceive their job as a less impact job. Okay? But more important thing is, you know, if the employee perceives their job as significant, then what happens? They feel meaningful. Okay? They find more meaning or purpose in their job. Why is it important? If they find the meaning in their job, then they work hard. You know what I mean? They work harder and harder without any, you know, without any money involved, without any, the command. Okay? They work very hard. Okay, I want to introduce interesting research regarding, you know, task significance. Look at him. Okay, he is a professor at Wharton School, and he conducted very interesting research. Okay, his research is an experiment. Okay, and he targeted to the call center member of the universities. Okay, think about, you know, major university like Harvard or Wharton. You know, they had call center members to to generate a donation. Okay, generate donation from the alumni. Okay, so their major job is to call the alumni and ask them to, you know, donate money to the university. Okay, so think about it. If you graduate from Hanyang University and your university, then, you know, 3 years later, you receive the phone call from the university and, you know, call center member told you to donate a certain amount of the money to the university, okay, for kind of a scholarship for the student. Then what are you gonna do? Are you willing to pay money or you are not willing to pay money? It's up to you, but some alumni, some people just hang up without anything, or some alumni, you know, just talk to bad name to the call center members, and then, you know, so the call center members feel terrible, okay, if they met those kind of situation, okay? So this is the whole situation about call center members. We say they are the emotional labor worker, okay? And then his experiment is like this. He just arranged kind of a brief meeting for them with the beneficiary of the donation, which means beneficiary means, in this case, kind of a student who received the scholarship from the alumni donation, okay? Then the scholars let them talk, okay, kind of for 10 to 15 minutes. Okay, let them talk, just to talk. Okay, what about your scholarships? Okay, what about your fundraising activities? Something like that, okay? So he allow call center members to meet the student who received the scholarship from the donation, okay? This meeting itself increased, you know, call center members' performance significantly without anything. We didn't give the money, okay? We didn't promote them, okay? So anything, without anything, just meeting with the beneficiary, meeting with the student who received the scholarship, just increased the performance significantly. How much? 142% increase in the working hour and 171% increase in the fundraising amount without anything. How is this possible? How is this happening? Because after meeting with the student who received the scholarship from the fundraising, you know, the call center members, you know, actually perceived their job as a very significant for somebody else. They understood how important their job is. So that's why they work harder and they increase the fundraising, the money, okay? Look at this, you know, if you are a startup founder, then your first task would be make your employee perceive their job important. You know what I mean? Okay, let's move on. The last consideration that I wanna suggest you is perceived progress. Perceived progress means it's kind of a feel sense of moving forward toward your goal, okay? It doesn't have to be big jump. If you move forward a little bit, continuously, if you feel you are moving forward to the goal continuously, then the members inside your company feel safe. Okay? So it is a very powerful motivator and shaping emotion and behavior. Okay? If your members feel like this, then they will work harder. Okay, this is the whole story. I want to introduce the research regarding this theory. Researchers conducted 117 early-stage entrepreneurs working at the entrepreneurship incubator in Philippines, right? Asian country. And then basically they received the survey opinion, surveys 4 times a day. Wow, it's so heavy, right? Over 6 weeks. 6 weeks period, they send out the survey question 4 times a day, 4 times. Morning, after lunch and before the evening and the late night. Okay, they receive the opinion, okay, from the 117 entrepreneurs, okay, over 6 weeks. So with this heavy effort of the research, the scholars try to try to analyze the relationship between the feeling of the perceived progress and the performance. What is the result? The result was, if the entrepreneur feel that they are moving forward, then they put tons of effort in it. Other than that, probably they gave up. You know what I mean? Or they didn't put too much energy on it. So important thing is what? Important thing is you make your members feel progress. Then they will work hard. Okay? So what do you think? We should face ugly truths. If you start your businesses, you don't have money, you don't have people, you don't have energy, or you should deal with many different tasks at the same time. Okay? So how to handle those things effectively? So that's why I suggest 4 considerations. What are they? First one, you should be charismatic leader. Why? Because charismatic leader increase the productivity without money. Okay, it's a good thing. Second one, you'd better employ adaptive coordination. Why? Because adaptive coordination work best, especially when you face extreme, time pressure situation. Okay. And third one, you should make your members, perceive that their job very significant. If they perceive their job significant, then they work very hard. And the last one, you should make your members feel progress. If they feel progress, then they will work hard. Please remember those 4 considerations. They will be very helpful for you. Okay, thank you for listening.